This summer, we've been exploring what it means to practice keeping the Sabbath in the middle of our super busy lives. And now today is the last Sunday before school starts, and then soon our new series for the fall on the Gospel of Mark will begin. So it's a good time for us to look back and to reflect on what we've learned over the past several weeks. So you could say this morning is kind of like the Sunday Sabbath of our Sabbath summer series. And I dare you to say that five times fast. On the first Sunday, Pastor Charlene spoke about living from rest. She said that many of us feel like we're living out of a dry well. Rates of burnout are super high, and we rush from one activity to the next. But God invites us into the regular rhythm of slowing down and taking a break. Practicing Sabbath allows us to pause and to refocus on God. Our second Sunday, we heard a presentation from the Learning Tour after we'd just gotten back from a visit to MCC Ontario's Indigenous Neighbours program up north in Timmins. Now for me, that whole experience felt like a Sabbath. It was a really special opportunity for our group to just sit and listen and hear presentations from Indigenous elders sharing about the work that they're doing in their communities. And one thing we learned was that First Nations culture places more value upon relationships than upon productivity. On the third Sunday, Pastor Kendall spoke on Sabbath Jubilee Justice. Now, in Old Testament times, keeping the Sabbath was a practice that involved the whole community. Everybody, from the wealthy landowner, to his wives and his daughters, to the slaves in the field, to the animals, and even the land itself, they were all supposed to have a regular rhythms of work and rest. Every seventh day, the entire community did no work. Every 7 years, the fields were left unplanted and unplowed, and people either ate what they had stored up in reserve or what grew wild in the fields. Debts were forgiven, and basically people had an opportunity to start over fresh. Once every 50 years was the year of Jubilee, the Sabbath of Sabbaths. All the debts were forgiven, all the slaves were set free, and all the land and property that had been bought or sold during the previous 49 years would revert back to the original landowner family. So the Jubilee year challenged inequality by disrupting cycles of generational poverty. Can you even imagine what our world would look like today if once every 50 years, everybody's debts were completely wiped out and forgiven? Kind of a weird thought, isn't it? Now, the next week, Pastor Charlene's message was called Not Your Oma's Sabbath. In her grandparents' time, Sabbath was enforced by laws, civil laws. Stores were closed on Sundays. And many churches also had long lists of rules of things that you were and were not allowed to do on a Sunday. Now, today we're free from many of those restrictions, and yet often many of us feel tired, exhausted, overwhelmed by our busyness. So Pastor Charlene suggested that making an intentional choice to keep Sabbath can be an act of resistance against our consumeristic society. The week after that, Pastor Kendall spoke about Jesus, the Pharisees, and the Sabbath. And Jesus teaches that God never intended Sabbath to be something that weighs us down. Sabbath is about freeing us from our slavery. It's intended to be something that's life-giving and liberating. And after that, I spoke on Sabbath as a time for rest. God invites us into keeping Sabbath as a way to find renewal and healing. God knows that we need times of rest. God made us to require downtime. And even Jesus himself needed time to just get away from it all, go by himself and pray alone with God. keeping the Sabbath is about making it a priority to take a regular break from your work and focus on worship and rest. And then last week, I spoke on practical tips for practicing Sabbath. I said that Sabbath doesn't need to look the same as it does, like for us today, as it did back for our grandparents. Sabbath might mean dedicating time every Tuesday night to play board games with your family. Or maybe it might look like setting apart time on Saturday mornings to just wear your pajamas around the house and sleep in. If you don't feel like you can afford to set aside a whole day of Sabbath, you can try taking a mini Sabbath for just part of a day. The key thing is that Sabbath is about prioritizing regular time to connect with God, with yourself, and with the people that you love. So I encourage you to explore ways of making Sabbath a regular habit in your life. So this is where we've been all summer, and today's scripture passage does a great job of capping this all off. Sabbath is about the heart. It's about having actions that line up with your values. The prophet Isaiah announced to the kingdom of Judah that they had not been doing a very good job of keeping the Sabbath. They claimed to be fasting, but they were actually using that as a lame excuse to take advantage of other people. Instead of Sabbath being a day of freedom, it had become just another day of oppression. So through Isaiah's ministry, God calls the people back to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy. God promises that truly keeping the Sabbath and living out the Sabbath values of liberating people rather than oppressing them will result in freedom and peace for the whole society. If you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. Isaiah 13 and 14. God promises a blessing for people who practice Sabbath keeping as freedom and liberation. But keeping the Sabbath is about a lot more than just a day. It's about a way of life. Isaiah names this reality. It's more than just not working on a Sunday. Practicing Sabbath is about following God in every aspect of life. It's about treating the poor with compassion and dignity. It's about honest business transactions. It's about making time for family and friends. And it's about worshiping God, not just with words, but with actions. Practicing Sabbath is a way of life. It's letting go of what's oppressive so that we can embrace the abundant life that God gives. Here at North Church, we've had a good summer Sabbath. We've enjoyed a lower-key season of simpler worship services and quiet moments of reflection. And many of us have been able to enjoy spending some Sundays away on vacation or having some time to just relax. And now we're about to enter back into the busy season of fall. Families are getting back to routines. Kids are going back to school. And as we do that, I encourage you to make it a priority to integrate the regular rhythm of Sabbath keeping into your life. Find ways to make it a routine and a habit. Now, even in this quieter season, our church has still been doing a lot of really good things. The church baseball team has been getting together on Monday nights. I think they've had a lot of fun. We've had good times getting together at the Roma Club for pizza. Last time, there were so many of us that we took over the entire patio. And those of us who participated on the learning tour had an amazing experience, and we were able to come back and share our learnings here with the congregation. And our church had some great outdoor worship services with the Sunday school picnic and the pancake breakfast. And now as fall approaches, we're starting to gear up for a new season of Sunday school and youth ministry. We actually already have a full team of Sunday school teachers in place, which is amazing. And I'm really excited about the fun that we're gonna have with the junior and senior youth this year. Natalia will be officially a junior youth, so that's pretty motivating to me. And since March, our committee structures have been reorganized to become more effective. And now that we've hired pastors Charlene and Kendall, we have a good, solid pastoral team in place. This fall, we've also got lots of different events coming up, so check your bulletin and keep an eye for those things. But there are three different training opportunities. One is that our musicians are invited to attend a workshop up in Kitchener to learn more about new worship music that's coming out through MCC, or MC Canada, I should say. Our church will be hosting a workshop here at North Church called School for Lay People Doing Spiritual Care. And this is about polishing up our skills on how to do a good job of supporting people within our congregation. And we're also working on putting together a small group that will learn more about how to be a missional congregation. So you'll be hearing more about these events as the days get closer. And if you're interested in finding out more about any of them, please feel free to talk with me or our other pastors. And of course, we'll continue with many of our good holiday traditions like Thanksgiving table and the Sunday School Christmas program. So there's lots to look forward to this year, and those are just a few things. We have a full calendar already. It feels to me like our church is in a really good place right now. And there seems to be a lot of energy and excitement about what God is doing here. And one thing in particular that I've noticed since my 5 years when I first arrived to this point now is that I've seen a shift. And I've seen a shift in how people seem to be more open to new ideas. There seems to be a lot more openness to experimenting, to trying new things and seeing if it works. And maybe these ideas don't always work out. But I think our church is learning that that's okay. It's okay to try something new. And if it succeeds, that's wonderful. And if it fails, that's okay too. We can learn from that experience and we can try it differently the next time. At the young adult gathering that we had last Sunday night, I was reminded of how important it is to be okay with failure. Innovation can only happen in an environment where it's safe to make mistakes. And I think our church is really becoming a place like that, a place where people are allowed to grow and to support each other in trying new things. We've learned that God goes with us, even when we're not totally sure what the future might bring. We're becoming more confident that God accepts us, even when we do make mistakes, or when something doesn't go quite the way we planned. And that's allowing us to step out in faith more boldly. As we enter into this new fall season, we're trusting that we'll see God at work in all sorts of amazing new ways. So this morning, let's take one more opportunity to pause and to gather ourselves and to just rest with 2 minutes of silence where we can just be in God's presence. This is a little mini moment of Sabbath where we don't need to say anything or do anything or even think about anything. We can just sit and just know that God is here with us in this place and time. And so at the end of that time, we'll join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Let's enter into that now.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,